the woman's side, by the way, when women are like, they tell their man how to dress. Like, you know what? You got to step in for the good of your little team sometimes. you got to be like, look, I don't want other women to have sex with you, but I also don't want them to wonder why I have sex with you. So if we could find a, maybe something at Target's barely fuckable section. I'm actually.
Welcome to the Nerds Podcast. I'm your host, Matt Ginnert, alongside Brandon Valentine.
Hello, hello.
It's been a while since I've seen a new something from Gabe, like one I just hadn't heard.
Yeah, I love Gabe. And I just saw that, I think, Cabin opened for him somewhere in the Midwest.
In Indianapolis at the Bricktown Comedy Club or whatever it's called.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I saw it was somewhere. I didn't pay enough attention to where.
But that, I don't know why that, I saw that joke like 3 days ago. I've probably watched it like 10 times. I think it rings true without any woman ever telling their husband that.
It does.
I just think it fucking does.
It does.
Like it,
I'm not working on one that I was writing where, you know, because I always make fun of the like sex and marriage and all that stuff and that masturbation and everything else. And like, you know, the fact that it's like I'm not making fun of my wife, like saying that, you know, whatever her sex. No, I'm just saying I own a mirror. I mean, I get it.
Yeah. Yeah. God, now you brought that up. And now I saw another fucking dude with his dick in his hand yesterday at work in Auburn, Washington.
No, oh, well, it's Auburn.
And no, it was not Chris Pickett. He does live there.
Sure.
Yeah, he was black. I don't think he was doing anything with it, but holding it. But he was talking to himself, standing on a park bench with a blunt in one hand and like hand gestures in the other. Full on conversation. And what's funny is, so that was yesterday. Today, I'm in Enumclaw. Real horse dick.
Yeah.
And I'm talking to a store owner today, or manager. And she brought up, oh, I saw they found two bodies in Maple Valley, knowing I live in Maple Valley.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, that was a long time ago. And we got talking about, yeah, like no places, you know, there's no place anymore that's just 100% clean. Because she was like, yeah. Oh, I thought Maple Valley was a nice place. And I'm like, let me tell you about Maple Valley. Like the only difference is now you hear about it. Maple Valley's always had some shit. But, and I was like, and I go, you know, your town of Auburn's not any better. Yesterday I saw a dude talking to himself with his dick in his hand. And she's like, was that on the corner of 15th and Auburn Way? And I was like, yeah. She goes, yeah, I see that guy's dick all the time. And I'm like,
he's just a landmark. All right, go down Auburn Way, and when you see the guy with his dick in his hand, take a left.
Like, I know towns all have their local celebrities, if you will. Hobart had, I mean, growing up, there was a gentleman named Rollis, a special needs guy who always did some, you know, work around the store, sweeping parking lots, and then you'd hang out on the bench. Now there's an older guy named Einer who hangs out on that bench every day, grabs his coffee, and sits and talks to everybody that walks in. Like, I get that. Those are just, one was a special needs guy, one was an old man. Like, nothing off-putting, nothing.
No.
But Auburn's, I mean, local celebrity is
the peace dude. Remember the peace dude?
In Issaquah?
No, it was up in the Rand Highlands. He'd stand on, it was the Union and Duval, and he would stand at the corner all the time, and as you drive by, he stood on the corner giving you peace sign all day long. I think he was British and telling us to go fuck ourselves.
There was a special needs guy in Issaquah, used to do the same thing, and he had headphones on, but he would turn the speakers outward so you could hear what was coming out of him, and he would just dance around and, yeah, piece it up, wave at everybody. Yeah, but
that's just living your best life. I mean, people look at these people like, what's wrong with them? I'm like, nothing. They're living their best life. I wish I could be that carefree.
Who's to say the guy with his dick in his hand isn't living his best life?
He is.
But his best life just...
He just has no care in the world. I mean, you see his dick, it's your fault for looking.
My fault for looking. My fault for following the rules of the road and being stopped at the red light.
Just keep your eyes on in front, man. Never look. You need like blinders. So you can't see what's next.
I did drive by him. Like I drove across the street, went to the store, and then I had to come back out and come back to that intersection. And I drove back. This time his pants were up, but his hand had to have been elbow fucking deep down in his pants. So
living his best life.
Fucking something, I guess. Living his best life. The fuck? If I lived my best life that way, I'd be in jail. And that's only because I don't live in Auburn.
Auburn, anything goes. That's why Chris moved there.
No. I'm probably one of the more conservative people we know.
I know.
He moved there because he bought his grandpa's house. And I'm sure, you know, got a pretty good deal on it where how could he pass it up? And honestly, he's got a nice little house, but I'm not a fan of those neighborhoods in because it's in like old Auburn.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, my sister used to live up on Lee Hill, and that they had those kind of like where it's just house right after house, but it was never in a straight line. Like in Auburn, they can't make a straight line. They're all on curves.
The Lee Hill doesn't bother me. Any street that's just a letter in Auburn, it's fuck that. Mm. Fuck that, right? The I, the J, the K, the... No. If you got to dumb down your street that much so you can let the residents remember where the fuck they live, you know, then I got issues, but... Maybe it's just me.
It's just you. I've never liked Auburn. I've never liked driving to Auburn. I've never liked being in Auburn. There's certain areas that aren't bad. Like Lee Hill used to be really bad, but now isn't so bad. I've been up there a couple times and like me and a buddy would run. You know, there's some really good trails behind the Green River Community College. But like when I was a teenager, it was kind of...
So they really cleaned that area up. I don't know if it still is, but for the longest time, Green River Community College was in the top five in the nation of Japanese students coming over to go to college there.
Yeah.
Fucking weird. When I heard that, I was like, you mean Harvard on the Hill? You mean extended Tahoma? Like, we had all sorts of shitty names for Green River Community College.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And, I mean...
But we all went there.
Well, some of us enrolled. Some of them just went there because they had a radio station.
Yeah.
I didn't take any fucking classes. You know, but...
I actually went there for a short period.
I went and hung out there quite a bit before I got in the radio program because I had friends that went there, and I'd meet them in the smoke shack.
Yep, that's where I lived. That's why I didn't... finished most classes because I was in the smoke shack and forgot to go to class.
You hit the smoke shack. And then I got on radio there, kind of faked my way into college. All of a sudden, there's just this guy showing up. And
didn't you already have a degree?
I had a certificate. I don't have a degree.
Okay.
I took a certificate program. I started in the degree program, and then we had some people from radio come into our school and go, hey, so if you want to be behind the scenes, stay in the degree program, you know, take your classes, blah, blah, blah. If you want to be an on-air personality or on-air talent, like a degree program is not going to teach you personality. You either have it or you fucking don't. So I dropped out of the degree program and just finished the certificate program. I think I dropped out of it with 6 credits left to graduate. And then the school I went to went under and nobody accepts those credits.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So, fantastic. I feel like Dave Craig, who went to Milton.
Yeah.
That's where I'm at. So. Oh, yeah. I
can see that. Yeah, no. That would suck.
Yeah. Yeah, because I looked into going back. I was like, oh, man, if I only got to take, like, two classes. Back then, or at least at the school I went to, the classes were 3 credits long.
Yeah.
So.
Like, none of the online schools will take them as, like, anything?
No. I haven't looked it online, but I can't even call anywhere to get my transcript anymore.
No.
And I think after I initially looked in, like, the early 2000s, I think once I was told no, I just tossed them.
That sucks.
One of the places I looked actually was Green River and Bellevue when Bellevue was still a community college. And then what's the tech school down Tacoma area? Clover Park?
Clover Park, yeah.
Yeah. I looked there, Seaman. I went to a private tech school thinking, oh, well, maybe they'll, you know, transfer to a tech school. Nope. So I fucking tossed them. Tossed transcripts and just went about my fucking merry way. So
yikes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I taught at Clover Park.
Oh, did you? Oh, safety?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I taught one of their safety programs.
Yeah.
Talk. Scary, huh? They let me teach kids.
Well, kids, I mean, they're all 18, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were like 18 to 24. It was a special program to like a pre-apprenticeship program.
Okay. For
underprivileged kids. It was kind of fun. They were fun kids.
Yeah. I mean, it's in that regard, it's a lot like coaching, right?
Yeah.
You kind of get to be a little unprofessional and personal, you know, but at the same time, be professional and teach, you know, knowledge.
Yeah, but I mean, it's still knowledge from me.
Yeah.
And that's not, yeah.
So, you leave Thursday?
Yes.
Thursday for your cruise, huh?
Yeah, we leave Thursday for the cruise. We're supposed to be on the boat Friday. So we'll have like Thursday night hanging out in Miami.
Oh. Well, let me see here. I'm going to send you a picture that I just got from a mutual friend of ours, Steve Howes, who's on a cruise right now as we speak. And he sent me this.
Hopefully it's not his balls.
Well, it's not his.
Jesus Christ. Just some random naked dude standing out at his deck.
Yeah, and like he just sent, as seen on the neighboring celebrity cruise ship.
Well, it's probably one of those. There's a lot of them because somehow, like, one of the things I used to follow somehow turned to a swingers thing on Instagram. And they keep talking. There's a bunch of swingers cruises.
Oh, I don't doubt it.
So it's like, don't think so. I mean, no. I mean, I can't even get my wife to fuck me. You think I want to get somebody else's wife to fuck me? It's not going to happen.
Maybe on a cruise ship.
I mean, maybe, because I mean, I've seen some of those swingers. They're not pretty people.
No, and that goes back to Gabe, right? He's got a whole bit on that.
Yeah,
it's pretty funny, but oh yeah, I saw that and I was like, oh, Mike's going on a cruise,
which may happen. I mean, we're going to be on a. That's the one thing I would tell on Amber. It's like, I think it's going to be great because we're in the pre whatever thing, so we get to meet Jay and Silent Bob, like Jason Mewes and Kevin Smith, and get pictures with them and stuff. The one thing I worry about this is it going to be one of those ones where most of them, they send out a thing that shows like the age groups of most people, and almost everyone's like our age group.
Yeah.
Because it's Jay and Silent Bob. I'm like, is it going to be one of those cruises where I'm going to be annoyed by like 2 hours into it because everyone's just fucking smashed off their ass?
Possibly.
Or is it going to be like most people like me who are like, I can't drink like I did in my 20s. But, you know, these people are going to try and they're going to get like 2 hours in and be so drunk they're like puking and shitting themselves. I mean, that's what I'm wondering is going to happen. Or is it going to be, it's, yeah. Because most stuff I keep hearing, it's not like a normal cruise where you can sit next to the pool and just hang out because there's events happening. So there's no like just chairs next to the pool. So I'm like, is it going to be one of those things that's like totally, you have to be going to an event constantly and I'm going to be annoyed where I can't just sit down and relax?
Isn't that typical of like the celebrity cruises, the themed cruises, if you will?
I think so. And that's kind of one of the reasons, because I've never done the theme cruise. I've just done the normal cruise where you just, because the last time we went on a cruise, I pretty much just sat on the deck reading a book, drinking the whole time.
Yeah. Now, I don't know what cruise ship you're on. Some of those cruise ships have multiple pools.
Yeah.
Where you might have an event at the big pool, but you can go and, you know, sit.
And that's what I'm hoping for, but we'll see. Mainly what I do in Miami. Have you seen this Raccoon Island?
No.
I want to go to Raccoon Island.
The fuck's Raccoon Island?
It's a fucking island out in the middle of Biscayne Bay that there's just like, I guess the raccoons fucking took over.
Oh, fuck
that. And you can, there's like videos you can see of people like going on their boats and they go get out the boat and like these like raccoon clans like come out to like welcome them. It's fucking insane.
What the fuck do you want to go hang out with raccoons for?
Because raccoons are fucking amazing. My biggest dream right now is I want to freaking like domesticate a raccoon.
What the fuck is wrong with you? Like, raccoons are gross. Rabies and the fuck they aren't.
No.
Fucking trash pandas.
One of the, I can't remember which president it was. I think it was Hoover, had one as a pet at the White House. They used to eat raccoon instead of turkey for Thanksgiving.
To me, that sounds like a Roosevelt thing.
It was like they gave it to him to eat it or something, and he just kept it as a pet.
Let me see. I gotta look this up.
Look what I found.
What is that? What is that? A Rubik's Cube? Oh.
No. It's La Marchand's box.
It's what?
La Marchand's box.
What the fuck is that?
Hellraiser.
President Coolidge.
Oh, it was Coolidge. Okay, I knew it was somebody.
Favorite pet was a raccoon named Rebecca. He built a special house for her, visited her every day, and walked her around the White House on a leash.
I'm going to domesticate a raccoon.
It says it was his wife's.
Still.
It also says Bill Clinton.
Bill Clinton had one, too?
So it said how many presidents.
You shouldn't really call Hillary that.
It said how many.
Hillary looks like a raccoon.
How many presidents had raccoons? And the first name that pops up is his, and then Coolidge. Now, 6 presidents' families had parrots in the White House. The very first was George Washington. What the fuck? Many presidents have called American wildlife pets. Bears, possums, raccoons, a coyote, large cats, squirrels, and a badger have all made their homes at the White House. Huh. One strange pet rumored to have lived in the White House is an alligator belonging to the 6th president, John Quincy Adams.
Now, see, that's another thing I want. I want an alligator.
As the story goes, the alligator was a gift and lived in the bathtub for a couple years. Theodore Roosevelt had a badger named Josiah.
We don't need no stinking badgers.
Yeah, that doesn't sound fun either.
What a great movie. That's UHF was such an awesome movie. We don't need no stinking badgers. Badgers, we don't need no stinking badgers.
I'm not seeing Clinton as a raccoon on that thing I clicked. We had a president with a squirrel. Warren G. Harding and Harry S. Truman each had a pet squirrel. Ironically, both were named Pete. Teddy Roosevelt had a bear, a badger, a hyena, and even a 3-legged rooster. That picture I sent you was not a 3-legged man. I mean, that guy's pretty ballsy just standing out there all naked like that.
No one's ever going to see you again.
It's like balls and then the cave of a turtle head.
Yeah.
Theodore Roosevelt also had a monkey and ostriches, a zebra, and a lioness. Had a second one, but it died en route to the White House.
Hmm.
Benjamin Harrison had a possum. Martin Van Buren had tigers. The Sultan
That'd be cool.
of Oman gave Martin Van Buren, the 8th president, a pair of tiger cubs.
Hmm.
That's insane. Rebecca the raccoon has her own fucking Wikipedia page.
Told you, dude.
No.
The only thing is, in Texas, I can't. It's illegal in Texas to domesticate a raccoon. And I can't have an alligator unless I have a permit. But I do want an alligator, and I want to name him El Guapo.
Okay, now think of this. With a permit, you can have an alligator.
Mm-hmm.
In Texas, which allows just about everything you fucking want.
Yeah.
However, you can't have a raccoon. Why is that? Because raccoons are fucking gnarly. Fucking gnarly.
Yeah.
They're vicious. They're nasty. They're dirty.
You're insane.
Huh? There's the first internet connection unstable.
There you go.
It'll probably freeze here shortly.
Yep, it went wacko for a minute.
But, yeah, that's fucking insane. And you want to go to an island of nothing but raccoons.
Yeah.
And this island is not domesticated, right? No, there's no cities or towns or... It's just an island of raccoons?
Yeah. It sounds fucking amazing.
What's your wife think?
She gave me that weird look that she gives me all the time. No look I'm talking about that.
The you're fucking insane like, look?
Seriously. Yeah.
Yeah.
But we know I'm insane, so it's okay.
Yeah, this is one I may have to agree with her on. Just a little bit.
Yeah.
Just a little bit. That's insane.
One fucking raccoon.
Who the fuck's...
A red panda would be better, but I can't because those are, like, endangered.
Sandspur Island, huh?
Yep.
Nope. See how cute it was walking up, looking like Rocket?
Mm-hmm.
And then it's going to whoop your ass?
No, it's fine. It'll be fine.
No, this doesn't... So Brandon sent me a little video of Raccoon Island, a.k.a. Sandspur.
Yeah. It sounds amazing.
So it looks like you'd have to rent a much smaller boat than a cruise ship to get up to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, like when you're feeding the birds and all of a sudden you got 20 of them around and you're like, this is fucking nuts. Like, I'm a little scared now. Imagine that with fucking raccoons.
Yeah.
No. Nope. Nope. And nope.
No fun. It's just like a big cat.
It's like a big hat?
A big cat.
Yeah. Big cats scare me too. My cat's never bitten me with froth coming out of his mouth.
Not all of them have rabies.
Eh. Until they can provide a test to prove it. until they can provide a test to prove it.
No sense of adventure.
Now, I've been watching a ton of baby monkey documentaries, and there's a TikTok page just called Baby Monkey. Now, I want a monkey.
Now, how is that worse? That's worse than a raccoon. I mean, nope. It's that one lady had her face ripped off.
Nope. I will take a monkey any day of the week.
But a raccoon isn't going to rip your face off.
Oh, it could. It could. Did you see those ones in the great outdoors? They even talk to one another. I mean, there had to be subtitles for us to understand it, but
yeah, and they liked freaking. They didn't. They even had problems with hot dogs because they're made of like lips and assholes.
Of what?
Lips and assholes.
No, what's made of lips and assholes?
Hot dogs.
Oh well, yeah.
Yeah, don't you remember that? Yeah, in Great Outdoors, they're the ones that point out that they're made of lips and assholes.
Yeah, and that the gristle's part of the steak.
Yeah.
I've been trying to tell the wife that for years. Oh. I don't know. I can't remember if we talked about it, if you watched it, didn't watch it, but I finally got around to watching it. I watched The Marvels over the weekend.
Yeah, I saw it. I saw The Marvels in theaters.
Okay.
Yeah.
I liked it.
I did too.
I wasn't upset with it at all. There was a lot of negative shit online about it.
There always is. It's one of those ones. It was very.
You knew were gonna get.
You knew what you were gonna get. I mean, if you watch the what is it the girl the
Kamala Khan
Miss Marvel, it was just an extension of that, which I was okay with Miss Marvel.
Yeah, I liked Miss Marvel too. The only thing that I didn't like about that movie, that kind of opening space scene. May have been the worst special effects that Marvel's done so far.
Yeah.
It was pretty bad.
It was.
But now storyline was good. I like that girl that plays Miss Marvel.
Oh, so do I.
I like the character Miss Marvel too. She reminds me a lot of Tom Holland's Spider-Man. That kind of starstruck in the Marvel people type, you know. Way more mm-hmm. fangirlish than superhero.
Which, I mean, you got to think about it. I mean, that's really what would happen. I mean, you had that a little bit with Spider-Man doing it with Iron Man.
You had it with everything, with Doctor Strange, with like every person.
Yeah, he fanboyed a bunch. And that's kind of what I loved about Miss Marvel. Is she was the same way. She's fangirling like, oh my God, you know.
Yeah. Nope.
Which is what you'd expect.
I loved it. Now, I did hear horrific things about Madam Web.
Oh, I've heard horrific things. I haven't watched that one yet.
Well, it's in. If it's still out, it's in theaters. Like, I don't know if.
I think it didn't it just come out?
Yeah, it may have done so poorly that it's already out of theaters. I think 2 weeks ago now. I'm looking at my Regal app. To see, no, nope, they still have four showings at, Auburn.
I'm still trying to figure out what it, I mean, like when it first came out, I was like, oh, is it a Marvel thing or something? But no, it's just its own standalone, isn't it?
It is going to, or supposed to, tie in the other Spider-Man type movies Sony's making. Marvel did not make
okay.
it. That's a Sony movie. And supposedly it'll loosely tie in with the Venoms. I think Kraven comes out this summer.
Okay.
I mean, as we've pointed out numerous times, that the Sony movies are not the best.
They're not. But I mean, I enjoy the Venom movies.
Now, they started getting pretty good there. You're 100% right. Even because Woody Harrelson as Carnage, which I wasn't 100% sure on.
Oh, until we watched it.
Was amazing. But
it was one of those ones I think we're worried because it's kind of one of those things. It's like, how do you have Venom without Spider-Man? And they did. And they did a great job with it.
Yeah. But we've talked about the original Spider-Man trilogy. And I know we both have an infatuation with Sam Raimi movies.
Mm-hmm.
And there's definitely good parts, but there's some really shitty.
Oh, yeah.
And the third movie by itself is just shit altogether. And then
I'll be honest, I don't know if I ever even actually saw the third movie because it was so like bad ratings on it. I never watched it.
The second Topher Grace popped up as Eddie Brock, I was done.
Yeah. I heard so many bad things. I'm like, I'm out. It's kind of like with The Crow. I saw the first Crow, loved it. And then everyone's like, oh, you should see the next one. And it's like, yeah, no, I don't think so.
I refuse to. Right. It would have been like if the other Die Hard movies would have been played by Jason Statham instead of Bruce Willis.
Yeah.
Like. Do I hate Jason Statham? No.
No.
Should he be playing John McCain? Fuck no.
No.
Like, you know, same thing. When there was no Brandon Lee was the Crow.
Yes.
It's just one of those things where you can't replace. Like, you might get lucky like AC/DC did replacing Bon Scott, but for the most part, you're not, you know. Imagine how much we would have hated the second Black Panther if they would have brought in somebody to play T'Challa.
Yeah, that would have been bad.
Yeah. I'm much better with the story being his sister kind of taking over the role.
Yes.
You know, than them trying to replace who we now just everybody knows that that's who that is. So... Yeah. Just my two cents on the whole deal, but. And then we've been watching all the old X-Men stuff. Ray has never seen any of it, and after watching the Deadpool trailers and all the things online about that, she's like, I should probably watch those movies so I know what he's doing with who, and you know, when Deadpool 3 comes out.
Yeah.
So. And
it's gonna be. I want to see. I can't wait.
I love those. I love those movies.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. You would think that when they came out, I was like 10, and it's a part of my childhood, but I was much older. And I just, again, like the original Spider-Man, right? Tobey Maguire as Spider-Man was pretty good. Willem Dafoe's a great actor. Green Goblin was a horrible portrayal.
Yeah.
And in X-Men, right? We get Hugh Jackman as Wolverine.
Because, yeah, he is Wolverine.
And did amazing. We get Sir Patrick Stewart as Professor X. To be honest, their castings weren't bad. It was some of the way they wrote the characters and then some of the storyline they wrote, of course, with Wade W. Wilson from Saskatchewan, Canada.
Yeah.
And I had to watch that. Too the other night. I don't know why. I was scrolling and it was there. And the scene in the trailer where he talks about being pegged isn't a first for him, but a first for Disney.
Yeah.
And so I made sure I watched Deadpool on Disney Plus just because to me it's still funny that Disney Plus is playing like something like that.
Oh, yeah. No, I watched it the other day because I was working out and it was on and I just like turned something on to walk. Then I'm like, oh, I'll watch Deadpool while I freaking ride my bike. So, work out.
Yeah. It's the greatest opening scene in any superhero movie ever.
It is.
I love it. Fucking love it. What did I see on New Heights today I was going to talk to you about? It was just a little clip. Oh, no, the big story. So you saw the videos of Jason Kelce at the after party for the Super Bowl with the Luchador mask, right?
Yeah.
Did you see the clip on his explanation for the Luchador mask?
No.
It was an episode, I think, last week of New Heights, and he talked about how he found it on the dance floor and picked it up, put it on. And Travis was like, did you go to the bathroom and rinse it off? And he goes, you find a luchador mask, You just put it on.
Yeah.
Like, that's the world speaking to you. He was so blacked out drunk, a kid came up to him with the mask and asked him to sign it. Jason asked if he could wear it. The kid said, yeah, put it on. And then Jason disappeared past security and went to the DJ booth with it. And the kid didn't get his fucking mask back.
Sounds about right.
So like what they, you know, in today's world, social media kind of told the story, and Jason is in the process or got him his mask back already, but he had no clue. He took it from a kid and just left.
Well, I mean, I think that's the one thing that kills me. I mean, besides, I mean, there was a lot of bad things that happened in the parade, but so many people are complaining about Jason Kelce, not really Jason, but Travis Kelce being smashed, Patrick Holmes being smashed, all these guys being drunk as hell, the things, and it's like, do you not know? I mean, they just won the fucking Super Bowl. The fact that they're upright and standing is shocking to me.
So let's take the negative out of that, right? We'll just talk about like that didn't happen. Those dudes were drinking on the fucking bus through the parade, the trolley or whatever the fuck. You see it at every Super Bowl fucking parade.
Marshawn Lynch. So many people are like, oh, well, what did Taylor Swift like get into? I mean, she should be so embarrassed. She knew what she signed up for. He's done this the last two times they won the Super Bowl where they got so drunk. My favorite video is the one, have you seen the one where Patrick Mahomes takes his phone out of his pocket and just transfers it to the pocket? Everyone looks at it.
No.
He's so fucking drunk. He just pulls his phone out of his pocket and then puts it back in his other pocket.
No, but if you remember when the Seahawks won, Marshawn Lynch had like a basket of fucking fireball shots that he was passing out to the fucking crowd. You know, I mean, you're at a party. That party just happens to be four square blocks of the city outside. Yeah. How many of those people in Kansas City, you know, your moms and dads that had their little kids going out to, you know,
but
be a part of
history. But you knew what you were
going to. They know what they're going to, but I'm saying those guys may have been sober.
Yeah.
I mean, if you think about it, you go to Arrowhead Stadium, and that's only 60,000. Now you're at downtown with, I don't remember what did I hear over a million?
Oh, something like that, yeah.
But, you know, so now you, instead of the 60,000 you're taking your kids to go see the game with, we've just multiplied that by 10. Like, what the fuck did you think you were getting? Uh-oh. I knew we were going to have issues. We had a little bit of... Oh, there you go.
There you go. Yeah, it froze for a second.
Yeah, so...
That was my internet connection this time.
Oh. I was going to say, I kept looking. I didn't see anything pop up on mine that warned me it was coming, but... Yeah, so, I mean, you know, these people are insane. We talked about... We touched on it a little bit last week.
They are. They're nuts. It's like, let the guys have fun. Let them let off some steam. They just won the Super Bowl. They're partying. They're having a blast. They're not hurting anyone.
I don't give two flying fucks if they won the Super Bowl or not. They're at a party.
Yeah.
Right? They didn't walk into church for a funeral and get smashed and start doing this. They went
you're not supposed to do that at funerals?
They went to a party. Mad at me. Like, a party.
Mm-hmm.
A celebration.
But don't you know you're supposed to celebrate by just being all nice and cozy and night and whatever?
And some people might. And
that's
some
not how
people
I party.
Might like to drink.
Did you see did I send it to you, the video of Marshawn Lynch afterwards? After the Super Bowl?
No.
Oh my fucking God, that guy's he's a legend. I think I posted it on my one of my pages. He walked around to every 49ers fan.
We played that on the show last week. You a 49er fan? Fuck you.
Yeah, fuck you. I was like, he's my hero.
I think that was pre-Super Bowl.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
No, either way, who cares? I mean, he was going to 49ers fan saying, fuck you, which is amazing.
Yeah. No, that was fantastic. Yeah, we played that little clip on the show last week. I wasn't going to do this. I'm going to swallow my pride.
You have that?
And say you were right.
What?
Our fact checker, Chris Pickett, yes, sent me a text after last week's show and said Brandon was right. Tom Brady was drafted in the 5th round, not the 6th round.
Did I say the 5th? I thought I said the 7th, but whatever.
Well, he listens intently.
I know it is.
And
just to be able to tell us we're wrong.
Let me see here. Can I? There it is. It said, sorry, Mike did mention 6th round. Wait. Maybe I mentioned 5th and you said 6th.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, because he says you mentioned the 6th round. And I said, don't think I'm telling him he's right. And he said, I wouldn't, but I was screaming in the car knowing it was the 6th round.
I said, I didn't think it was as early as the 5th, but.
So, I was wrong. You were right. It's not my fault you had Playgirl pictures of Tom Brady posted on your wall. And
no,
I did not.
No, it was one of those. I like an underdog, and I still hate Tom Brady, but I mean, there's a lot of things he did right.
No, I won't allow this shit on the fucking podcast. I won't. He played for Michigan.
He did.
That's not an underdog.
But he was a 5th round pick. I mean, here's the thing. It's like
six. We just went over
6th. Sorry. Now I just totally fucked it up again. 6th round pick.
I take it and back. Then... You were wrong.
He was I don't think Chris
knows the difference between our voices.
He doesn't. But he shouldn't have been a starter. He ended up becoming a starter. He did great. But the one thing is that he did right, and we've talked about this before, where like Russell Wilson didn't, was Russell Wilson wanted the big payday. Once you get the big payday, they can't afford the line. And now you have no protection. And that's where Tom Brady did it right. If you look at him, he was never the highest paid quarterback.
I get that. Because
he said, pay for the line. Give me protection. That's why he has the numbers.
He wanted to win more than mm-hmm. anything. He wasn't even the breadwinner in his family when he played in the NFL. I mean, yeah. Giselle made more money than he did. However,
so
he played for fucking Michigan, and I know you're a Cougar, so you're not used to playing big name schools. If he would have went to fucking Idaho, you'd be pissed. But because he played at a big school, you're like, oh, we didn't play them. Who cares? We were never in, like, Rose Bowls, but we were. And not only that, but he's really... I better double-check. I don't want to get...
You're going to get back-checked by Chris.
He may not have been the quarterback. Never mind. What year was Tom Brady drafted? Well, Chris sent me a screenshot of Google, so I probably have it right here. In 2000. Okay, yes, he was not... Because I think the game of Amari Lowe was 2001. But it was a Michigan quarterback that really...
lost the contact by running?
Well, it was a Michigan quarterback that basically allowed Amari Lowe to get drafted.
Yeah.
He blocked the punt, and then he intercepted a pass for a touch, all like in the 4th quarter to help win the game.
Yeah.
But it's still fucking Michigan. And the wound's still really fresh after just losing to Michigan in the national title game. The national title game, that's the last game of the season where you try to win the whole thing. Wazoo's not used to hearing this, but that's what that game is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Diggs and Diggs. I like it.
I mean, Amari was drafted in an earlier round than Tom Brady was.
Was he?
He was drafted in the 5th round.
Yeah. By the Miami Dolphins.
Yep. In 2002.
Yeah. Yep, that sounds about right. We graduated in 97. He probably redshirted his freshman year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because he was your grade. Because he was a year behind me. So Dolphins, Titans, Jets, Patriots.
Seahawks. like three times in spring training or in preseason, but never made the 53-man roster after, you know, after the final cuts.
Yeah, Falcons back with the Seahawks. Yeah.
Yeah. And now, now, to be honest, I'm probably more jealous of him now than when he was a player, because I think he does, like, camera work or something for the NFL.
Oh.
He gets to go to a lot of games and be on the field and, you know, which to me is pretty cool. Like, that'd be a fun job.
That would be. I got a friend who has been able to do that, but he's actually, he like got into photography.
Old
but
comedian,
then,
right?
He's a, one of the runner friends of mine. He got into photography and then somehow became friends with Ken Griffey Jr.
Well, that's who I know you don't like. Worthless.
But became friends with Ken Griffey Jr., who got him more like actual like a job with the MLB and NFL and stuff like that to be an actual like photographer for sports.
God, you fucking hate me. We bring up Tom Brady and good points. Now we're bringing up Ken Griffey Jr. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
I don't know.
You're getting ready to go on vacation. Why are you being a dick?
Because I'm going to go on vacation. I'm going to be drunk.
You were just bitching about really other people being drunk and shitting themselves.
I think last time I was really drunk enough to shit myself was at your house.
Yeah. God, Ken Griffey Jr. What the fuck? I wish I lived closer to Everett. You ever heard anybody fucking say that?
No. Why?
I saw.
What's an Everett besides meth?
I got an ad the other day that for $165, you can buy the 12 Friday game package to the Everett Aqua Sox. And every one of those is an exclusive Funko night. And so you get to go to the game and then you get a Funko every. You're 12 of them for $165.
Oh.
So it's basically the baseball's free is what it comes down to. But
free baseball's always good.
I always like going to the Rainiers and the Tigers before that.
Yeah.
You know, minor league baseball, it's inexpensive. It's fun because you're watching people who have not made it yet. So they're the try hard is in there. Speaking of baseball, I can't remember. Rincon, I want to say his last name's Rincon. Don't fucking quote me. Fuck you, Pickett, because I'm sure you saw the clip. Don't quote me. But they showed a little interview with Mike Trout. And Mike Trout basically comes out and says, I'm loyal. I signed a contract with the Angels. When I signed a contract with the Angels, my goal was to get the Angels to the playoffs and hopefully the World Series. And I'm not leaving here. Like, that's what I set out to do. I signed a contract. This is where I'm at. And then they interviewed another Angel. I do think his last name is Rincon, who came out and just goes, I don't give two flying fucks about this team. This is my job. I need to make sure my family's financially secure. And that's it.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
No, I did not see that one.
What's your take?
I don't know. It's tough because it's one of those things that I think... I think it would depend. I think if I was drafted and something got on the Mariners, because I grew up loving the Mariners, it would be one of those things that maybe it would be, but I don't know. Because you see that with a lot of people. There's a few athletes that'll be like, nope, this is my team. This is where I'm always going to be. I just saw, you know, an interview with Travis Kelce where he came out and said, it's the Chiefs or nothing. If the Chiefs ever decide I'm not playing there anymore, then I'm not playing, you know? And I really, Jason Kelce said the same thing about the Eagles. And then you get some players that have, like, you know, played forever, like Edgar Martinez played with the Mariners forever and then retired as a Mariner, you know, and then other people, I mean, that end up leaving and starting new careers. I don't know. It's, you got to make sure your family's taken care of, but I think a lot of it depends on how much you have left.
Okay.
If you blew all the money, you're going to go where you need to go.
Now, but that's not making sure your family's secure if you blew all the money and now you got to make it back.
Yeah.
I mean, that's first, right? But let's just say you're salary is $3 million. You finish out your contract, and now the Angels offer you $7 million for the next 5 years. So you're looking at $35 million more. And you leave because you need to secure your family. You care to tell me how $35 million isn't secure for your family?
I don't know. Maybe your wife has expensive taste.
Yeah. And at $35 million, you should be able to figure that the fuck out.
You should, but...
I mean, you know my take. I've always been, like, those guys that stayed where they were drafted.
I think a lot of it depends, too. I mean, it really, like in football, you see it more where people go for the big paycheck because they know, like, depending on what position you play, like, a running back's good for, what, 4 years?
Maybe.
And then usually their body, you know, is just wrecked and they can't do it anymore. Quarterbacks will last a little bit longer if you can protect them. Offensive line and defensive lines, you know, they get beat up pretty quick. You know, sometimes they last, sometimes they don't. So a lot of the guys go for the quick paycheck because they know, okay, I'm going to need that $35 million over the next 4 years because that's going to have to last me for the next 40.
And I understand somewhat in football.
But in baseball, I mean, if you're a decent player, you can keep going for, I mean, Jamie Moyer played till he was 70.
Well, I understand in football where, I mean, depending on what round you're drafted in, but your rookie contract isn't all that much.
No.
And most of these, I don't want to say most, maybe, a lot of the guys, though, right, when they get that first check, they want to take care of mom and dad. They want to, you know, do some of that type of stuff. You do have the other ones that just go, fuck, I've never seen this much money. Let's go, you know. So you do get a little craziness in that. But football is also a sport where they can cut you before June and not owe you a fucking dime.
Yeah.
Which I think is bullshit on the side of the NFLPA and, you know, if you want a guy not to hold out, right, you always see teams bitch when a player holds out. Well, he's under contract. Yeah, but he could have 3 more years on his contract, and they didn't cut Wilson, but that was the talk. They were going to cut Russell Wilson, and he was going to be out that money.
Yeah.
Like, football, I understand. Baseball, one, when you're drafted, baseball doesn't have a salary cap. They don't have any of that weird shit. They can just hand you buco millions of dollars 10 years before you ever make the pros.
Yeah.
You know, but to me, if you're like, I don't know, we'd look at it. Being traded is one thing, but we'd look at it. How many times in Buehner's career, right? This is a guy you know and love.
Mm-hmm.
Could have probably have gone somewhere else and made more money?
Mm-hmm. Pretty much anytime his contract came up. It was the same thing with, like, Edgar Martinez.
Correct. Now, part of me believes, I don't think Jay's a big spotlight guy. You're kind of out of that up here in the Northwest.
Yeah.
You know, and this is the one thing I've always said about Griffey, too, is Griffey wanted to go home from Cincinnati. Okay, I kind of understand that. And then when Cincinnati didn't want him anymore, he came back home where he was drafted.
Mm-hmm.
I'm okay with that. But then you have, like, the Rodriguez who wanted to go win championships.
And went for the bank.
In Texas, which was, it's not like Texas now. Texas was nowhere near.
No.
Championships. You know, you look at other greats. You look at your Tony Gwynns. You look at your Cal Ripkins, your Derek Jeters, your, you know, those are all guys that stayed, that could have taken money and gone elsewhere.
Yeah.
I don't know. Something really rubbed me raw with the comments I heard from that guy.
And I mean, I think it just depends on the person. I mean, some people are loyal. Others are just, you know, nope.
Like,
I'm here to make money, and whoever's going to pay me is going to where I'm going to play. That's why you see a lot of players bounce.
Now, I could even understand if your contract's up, and let's say the Angels go, dude, you're a league minimum player. We're going to give you $890,000 or whatever the major league minimum is.
Yeah.
You know. But there's four other teams knocking on the door at $5 million a year. That's substantially different. I get that.
Yeah.
But, and I know I'm different. Like, I don't look at money the same way other people do. I mean, in the beverage world, I've been offered jobs by two different competitors at quite a bit more than what I make.
Yeah.
And I can't do it. Like, I'm loyal to, one, I was loyal to the brand before I ever worked there, but, which helps. Right, it goes back to that hometown thing. Like, if you were drafted by the Mariners, you'd stay in Seattle because that's your childhood.
Yeah.
You know, dream. But,
because the Mariners are awesome. That's been the hardest part living here. I get so many people all the time like, oh, well, now that you live down there, you have to be like a Houston Astros fan. And I'm like, fuck the Astros.
Yeah, no, you don't.
And then someone's like, oh, you have to be a Dallas Cowboys fan. I'm like, I would rather hang myself with my own fucking entrails than to root for those fucking idiots. Fuck Dallas.
You could hang yourself with that old man's balls on that cruise ship.
Oh, shit. I'm like, fuck. There's no way in hell I would be a root for, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I get it, you know. You have T-Mobile, right?
Yeah.
Every year, I don't know if you get it, every year I've gotten free MLB extra innings or whatever.
Mm-hmm. See,
I can't watch the Mariners because I live in their little fucking blackout area.
I don't.
You don't, so you'll be able to get every Mariners game. I'm jealous. And yeah. Root Sports is only on like one streaming service, and that streaming service one's $89.
Jesus Christ.
It's like that FUBAL or whatever. Yeah. I don't know what the fuck it's called, but.
So, it's all nuts. It drives me nuts on a lot of that stuff. It's like, yeah, they're getting so crazy with the you have to own so many different streaming services to watch anything.
Well, we all knew it was going to come down to that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, oh, yeah. The right, it's back to that old money thing. Y'all knew it was going to come down to that. And then all of a sudden you get competition, and now they're bidding on certain shows, or you get, like, Netflix, who made tons of quality originals, right? So all of a sudden you had to get Netflix. And then all mm-hmm. of a sudden Apple TV put out quite a few really good originals. Now you got to get Apple TV. Still waiting for Hulu to put out decent originals, but Prime's got some really good originals.
Yeah.
And so, you know, the only saving grace with Prime is you get all of it include, like, I get the music, the TV, the shipping, the, you know, like,
yeah.
To me, and that's only I think I pay $112 a year.
Yeah, I think that's what I get because I have the Prime, but then I have a couple of things. I pay a little extra because I've added like a couple like Peacock and some of those I've added to my Prime.
And I've done that. Like I did it with the AMC. It's like $4.99 a month and you get like four or five different AMC channels, but you also get BBC America, you get IFC, and you get Sundance. Yeah. So you get some of those independent film channels that are I like independent film like you do, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I do pay for that one. I don't, I just use the free Paramount Plus. I don't pay for the extra, you know, bonusing. And same with Peacock.
Yeah.
I think we get the premium Peacock for free because Tosh signed up for Walmart Plus or something.
Yeah, I get it because I have the Walmart Plus.
Yeah.
Because I use Walmart Plus because here, right by my house, I can get the Walmart gas stations like on my way to work. So I end up paying, I think yesterday I paid $2.49 for gas.
Yeah. I use the Walmart and Auburn's gas all the time.
Yeah. But you're not getting it for $2.49.
No, I'm getting it for $3.19.
Yeah.
which a mile down the road is 409.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, if it gets above like 270 here, people start bitching.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is what it is.
Yeah.
I'm also, because Washington State passed a law that started January 1, getting a $33,000 raise too, so.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, they have they have a minimum for salaried employees starting now. It's almost 70,000.
That's the minimum for salaried employees?
Yep. Yeah. And I'm getting promoted probably, I think the official of next week to the position I'm going to is now salaried, where if they would have opened it a month ago, they were only going to give me 50, which was like 14% raise of what I make now.
Wow.
Yeah. So I'm pretty excited, to be honest with you.
That's pretty cool.
I looked at Tosh and I'm like, you know how much extra money we're going to have for activities?
You don't have no time for activities. You still have kids.
And she's like, you mean like paying off her debt? I'm like, no, like activities. Yeah, but we're getting to that stage now. Yeah, I'll have a 16-year-old in April, you know, a 15-year-old in May, that if we wanted to take a weekend and may not be able to fly necessarily to Vegas or something like that, but if we wanted to take a weekend and go to the new Muckleshoot Hotel.
Yeah.
You know, easily do it. Bella will have her car. She'll be able to drive if need be. We're close enough that a phone call, like if an emergency happens.
I think they're going to kill Toby.
No, because we leave him at home all the time. And I'll tell you exactly what happens. Toby goes either on the couch or in his bedroom with the switch, his tablet, and the TV, and he's got all three running at the same fucking time. Because on his tablet, he's watching a YouTube video of the game he's fucking playing. And then he's got some Cartoon Network show on. Araya's in her bed watching a show on her phone because TVs suck, I guess. I don't fucking know. I've got nine TVs in the fucking house, and she watches her 3.5-inch phone. And Bella's on her laptop or her iPad.
Yeah.
You know, so there's been so many times where we'll go to the grocery store. And we'll pull in and honk, you know, need help getting the groceries out of the car. And the kids will come out and go, when did you guys go to the grocery store? Like, no fucking clue we even left. Yeah.
I can see that.
And you got a Rhea who's good in the kitchen, so there's always going to be food.
Because she learned from her dad, because, you know, love you, Tosh, but, you know.
No, not Tosh.
Love you, Tosh.
Yeah. We know that, but. Yeah, and I mean, so if we left for a weekend, I think we'd be A-OK.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
And I'm contemplating actually trying out that new Muckleshoot. It looks gorgeous.
I know they were still, it was like the last time we were here there in November. And before I even left, where you could see the damn thing from frickin' Auburn.
Yeah, from 18.
Like you're going down 167 and you could look over and see it.
Yeah. Yeah, it looks pretty amazing. But I noticed our anniversary is on a Saturday this year. And so it might be a good time. I was trying to look up like events happening just around Washington State that weekend. Couldn't find anything worth a damn. So I was like, well, might be a casino weekend.
Yeah. Because what? Yeah, that's in June, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. Yeah, is what it is, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, what time is it getting to be? Pushing the old clock around.
New.
Yeah. All right. Well, enjoy your cruise.
I'm going to.
You know, if I would have thought about it, even if I would have thought about it last week when you mentioned Justin sending you stuff to go get signed. I would have sent you my Dogma DVD to to finish collecting signatures on that, because I'd have all I have is Kevin Smith on it. And it just dawned on me 20 minutes ago when we mentioned you going on that cruise. I was like, oh. Second you said Jay Mew. It never clicked when you said Jay in Silent Bob. But the second you said Jay Muse, all I could see was his name on the top of the DVD going, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck. Yeah,
it's going to be fun. Yeah. I might take, because I have two copies, so I might take one of them.
I mean, one, why not? And two, of all the things that there's that has the potential to be worth some money, it's that one, because, I mean, that DVD is three times the price of a normal DVD because you can't, you can only buy it on the secondhand market.
Yeah.
So, you know. But, yeah, enjoy your cruise. What?
What?
My computer's going to restart to update the latest Windows.
Nice.
I don't know if I want that to happen because it might fuck with my ability to Audacity the way I do.
It could.
Yeah. But anyways, yeah, enjoy your cruise. Enjoy your drunken splendor.
I will. My biggest fear, though, and I'm sure you have this too, I'm always afraid I'm going to get so drunk I'm going to puke and I'm going to lose the freaking my dentures.
No, I don't have that fear.
You do now?
No.
Oh, okay.
I don't drink that often.
I don't either, and that's the thing. So it's kind of like,
And I
don't know.
I also have no fear pulling them out in front of people and just being like, nah.
Oh, I will too, but.
And that's sober. Like, yeah. You know, I don't fucking care. I've got nobody to impress.
No, I'm married. No, there's nothing to worry, no worry about impressing.
I'm married with no fear of unhappiness. Like, we're so, the kids give us shit all the time about how weird me and Tosh are because we're still married. We communicate. We say, I love you all the time. We give each other a kiss goodnight every night. Like,
the way it's supposed to be.
And the kids are like, none of my friends have this. You guys are weird.
Yeah.
And we're like, okay. Like, I don't think it's fucking weird. Growing up, none of my friends' parents were divorced.
Yeah.
Like, divorce is a new thing at the rate, like, there was always a divorce here. Like, nobody I personally knew, but, you know, they were out there. Yeah. But now when I'm the weird one because I'm still married?
Yeah.
That's fucking
weird. I get that too every once in a while. They're like, how long have you been married? We're like, 22 years? Yeah. 23 years now? They're like, wow. Why is that weird now?
And they never bring up the weird part of Tosh having Sam in high school and Sam not knowing her dad. Like, that's not weird.
No. It's weird that you're still married.
But the fact that their mom and dad are still married is fucking insane to them.
It is.
The fact that we have dinner as a family every night is fucking insane to them. Like, I don't know. Just the way I was raised, I guess.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, like I said, enjoy your cruise. I think we're aiming for Wednesday next week. Is that correct?
Yes.
So, we'll be back at it on Wednesday, a day later than today, this week. And we'll get that out, and we'll get all the scoop of hanging out with Jason Lee.
Yeah, that's really, I'm hoping.
I've heard the scoop already from you, you know, meeting Jay Muse. I've met Kevin Smith on a couple occasions, so.
But I actually want to meet Ethan Suplee more than anything.
Ethan would be cool, too. Yeah. Celebrity. Ethan would be cool, more personal story stuff, right?
Yes. Celebrity-wise, Jason Lee, yes.
Like, to me.
And there's supposed to be like a 90s night, and Amber's like, what do you want to wear for 90s? And I'm like, jeans and grab one of my fucking flannels, and I'll wear my fucking chucks. I'm like, it's fucking 90s all over again.
You could do like what the high school kids do and just put on a Nirvana t-shirt.
I won't wear a Nirvana. You know that. So I went and got a freaking, we were at Target, or no, Wally World, and I got a, it's a, like Nintendo, and it's all the like old SNES, you know, NES characters on it, like t-shirt to put underneath the flannel. But
oh, for an 80s 99,
whatever, 90s. It's okay. There's this. You didn't even see this one.
Is that Felix?
No, it's Oswald.
From?
He was a Mickey Mouse before Mickey Mouse.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well.
But yeah. No, it'll be fun.
Good. Yeah, we'll be all sitting on the edge of our seat to hear how it went next week.
Yeah.
So, all right, guys. Well, with all that being said, remember to be excellent to each other.
Have the ones you love.
And we'll see you next week.
See you later.